Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. During our time together this Advent, I hope that you can stop, reflect, and think on the goodness of God on our journey to Bethlehem as we anticipate the coming King, Jesus Christ. Today is Friday, December 16th, and the 20th day of Advent. As we concluded yesterday speaking of the light of God, we now come to John the Baptist, who came as a witness to testify concerning that light. In the dark world of idolatry, all illumination is precious. The ancient Hebrews had a moonlight of the law and a starry constellation of the prophets by which they could navigate through the shadows of night on their journey towards truth. The Gentiles had the flickering candles of nature's witness and Greek wisdom by which they could pursue the Creator. Moonlight, starlight, and candlelight are faint illuminations in the darkness of night. But as we spoke on yesterday, when the sun rises, the darkness is altogether dispelled. The night is done. The day has dawned. The prophet Malachi spoke of the coming Messiah as the Sun of Righteousness that will rise with healing in its wings. And John the Evangelist tells us that the light from the life of Jesus Christ is the illumination of true enlightenment. In the life of Jesus Christ, we receive a dual enlightenment revealing who God is and how to be human. Like the sun streaming in the window in the morning announcing that it's a new day, John the Baptist was the herald to announce the coming of the true light. John was not the light. He was the witness sent to testify to the light. Today's reading comes from John, chapter 1, verses 6 to 13. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not out of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. We read in Colossians 2 verse 17 regarding the rules and laws of the Old Testament that these are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. The Old Testament laws, holidays, and festivals all pointed towards Jesus, but they are shadows of a reality of what is to come. I love going on late summer evening walks with my kids that cast long shadows in front of our meandering ways. As we look at the shadows of us walking along as the sun begins to set, our shadows become more and more pronounced. But what our shadows are just us minus all light, dimension, and definition. We can see the shape of who we are, but the reality is not found in the shadow. It's found in who we are. This Christmas, we wait on the reality of Christ, the new reality. Jesus is the light, definition, and dimension of what the old covenant was pointing towards. But that old reality of shadows sometimes draws us back. The question is, why do we go back? The idea of slipping back into the shadows gives us a sense of control. But we easily forget that allowing the light to guide our way can bring relief, knowing that God knows our steps and we can take comfort in allowing Him to guide our steps, rather than persistently grabbing hold of the reins of life. Perhaps someone you know is living in the shadowlands of what could be a beautiful reality that is found in Christ. The reality is, many people still don't recognize the light that comes this Christmas. As we listen to this again, allow God to speak to you the way He wants through this verse. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not out of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. As we listen to All's Well sing Be Thou My Vision, ask God to light your way and to show others His true light this Christmas.
Treasure thou art.
Father, we thank you for lighting our way. What the shadows show is just an outline of the reality that we find in you. Help us to continually walk in your light so that we can show others the light that you bring this Christmas. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.